Hello, Sister Saints, Sister Dab from don'tperish.com. Hey, hopefully you're having a good day today. We've been super busy doing all kinds of things here on the homestead, and I know I keep saying that, but there's so many things we've been wanting to do, and we're getting them done, and I just can't tell you how thankful and content, grateful that we are, no matter what or where we are or what we're doing. But there are times that you can have a great satisfaction in doing hard work. Brother James and I both love to do physical labor. Even if we're not feeling well, it's one of those things that we just challenge to push ourselves through. And it's obviously it was ingrained in man to be working. Look at Adam in the garden with Eve. And so for us, it's a great joy to have all this time to do this here. And the ministry just keeps going on no matter where we are, whether we're here on the homestead or whether we're on the road in the van. We just keep doing what we do. And just like you in your lives, which I'm sure some of your lives change a lot, and you just keep doing what you do and all unto the Lord. And maybe some days, some people's lives don't change very much. And so that kind of brings me to the topic of the subject that some of us sisters are talking about. Go and do and be. Go, do, and be. And we just kind of, I can't even remember how that came up, but got a group of sisters that are super busy lately. Lots of things going on, and we don't always have like a lot of time to catch up. So we kind of leave messages when we have the time, and then the other one can pick up when they've got a few minutes. And so we're really blessed to have the technology that we do today, and we know that it could quickly be taken away or taken over by the evil wickedness that we just see coming more and more. And so anyway, we just be thankful for every day that we have, that we can encourage one another regardless of however it is. You know, some people have face-to-face, phone, email, whatever it is. So anyway, the point of this is I was just kind of sharing a little bit of a concept that our sisters were talking about and that we use. Go, do, and be. And I thought I would just read some scripture verses about it. And I'm just going to say I just picked a small assortment under each word, and I could be here all day reading all kinds of scriptures. So I just kind of picked some, and that will give you the idea of what we're talking about, you know, because we'll be talking about, well, I've got this, 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 and this to do, and then maybe something will come up, and we'll just like, well, we just do one thing at a time. We go, do, and be. And so let's read some of the scriptures on this. Undergo. So us godly women, we go about our day doing the works that we're supposed to. And I like 1 Thessalonians 4:11, that ye study to be quiet and to do your own business and to work with your own hands as we commanded you. And I like that. In fact, I think I just shared that with the sisters today. Just sharing some of my daily duties that I was doing, and it's nice to know other godly women are doing a lot of the same things, and we just keep doing it every single day as unto the Lord. And we also are to go and shine our light. Matthew 5:16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. We also go and share the gospel. And by that, I mean, we just go, we just do it, we share it wherever we are, or however the Lord has our life. Mark 16:15, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Now, I just want to tell you this, sisters, you know, you can go into all the world without even leaving your house. You could go preach the gospel or share it, whatever word you want to use. I don't like using preach because then people associate that with standing on the corner and preaching. We're to share it, give it, preach it, whatever it is, to those around us. And you could do that on the internet and reach all over the world. You know, there's so many options that we have, even if we're in the home, that while we're here on the land at the homestead, we are going and preaching the gospel all over in a dark place on the internet by what we do every day. And I know sisters who also do that. So praise the Lord for all that. Something for some of you to think about if you have some time to ponder that. Simple encouragement for other sisters out there. And let's see. And here's one. We go forth as sheep among the wolves. We don't hide in our house, hiding away. We are in amongst the world as sheep. And we have a shepherd, don't we? Matthew 10:16. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Amen. So there's a lot of going that we are to do, and those are just a few. And do. So let's move on to do. For us godly women, there's a lot of Titus 2 duties to do, and just all kinds of good work. So I just thought I would read some scriptures on that. Titus 2:5. To be discreet, chaste keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. And Proverbs 31, I don't have that one up. I'm going to go read that. And we can never tire of God's word. So I'm going to read this one. I love reading through this one because it's a pretty awesome one. It's got so much in it. So Proverbs 31. All right, let's read Proverbs 31. I love this. I know I already said that. All right. We're going to start at 10 and go through the end. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that she shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She consider a field and buy it. With the fruit of her hands she plants a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengthens her arms. She perceive that her merchandise is good, and her candle go not out by night. She lay her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretch out her hand to the poor, yea, she reaches forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of snow for her household, for her household are clothed with scarlet. She make herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in the time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She look well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praise her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Yes, I love that, don't you, sisters? I mean, just in that is so much to occupy a woman throughout her days. And so let's do some more on the do. 1 Timothy 5:10 is a good example of what we could be doing. It's talking about the widows and how they qualify. Well reported for 1 Timothy 5:10, if I didn't say that. Well reported for good works, if she have brought up children, if she have lodged strangers, if she have washed the saints' feet, if she relieved the afflicted, if she have diligently followed every good work. And speaking of good works, I'm just going to read one verse on it. There's a whole bunch of them that you could read. Definitely a good thing for us to look up. Titus 2:14, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good works. So praise God, we are to go and do good works. And yeah, be zealous of it. And I love that peculiar word because the world looks at us as if we're peculiar. Okay, and now we'll go on to be. And so us godly women, we're to be who God created us to be and not rebellious women of the world. Because if we're born again, we now have a new heart, a new mind, a new life. And we're of the Holy Spirit. We have the Holy Spirit indwelling with us. And so we are to be who God wants us to be. And that's a holy, godly woman. So I thought we'd read some of them. We're to be holy, 1 Peter 1:16. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. And if you go look at the word, it means like mature or something. You can go look that up. But yet, if you see the concept out there, if you are that, you are holy and you're called out and separate. Which leads me to 2 Corinthians 6:17. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. We godly women are to be meek and quiet, 1 Peter 3:4. But let it be the hidden man of the heart, and that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. And we're to be obedient. Romans 6:16. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness. And we're supposed to be strong. We're supposed to be a whole lot of things, but this is the last one that I have of this one. I thought it would be a good one to end this being topic on. Be strong, 2 Timothy 2:3. Therefore, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. And so, sisters, I could go on and on about all these scriptures because they would all fit within something like that. But I think what I'm going to do is wrap this up with this one right here. Matthew 22:37-39. Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. So as we go about our days doing what we're supposed to do and being who God created us, we're bringing him honor and glory in our lives. So anyway, just some quick encouragement for you sisters. I hope you have a joyous evening. Much love to you all. May God be praised.